Sarvani
of all
Indriya,
the senses,
Karmani,
functions,
Pranakarmani,
functions of the life breath,
Cha, also, Apare,
others,
Atma Samyama,
of controlling the mind,
Yoga,
the linking process,
Agnau,
in the fire of
Juvati,
offer.
Jnana-dipite,
because of the urge for self-realization.
Translation.
Others who are interested in achieving self-realization through control of the mind and senses offer the functions of all the senses and of the life breath as oblations into the fire of the controlled mind. Responsively, everyone please repeat. Others who are interested in achieving self-realization through the control of
the mind and senses
offer the functions
of all the senses
and of the life breath
as oblations
into the fire of
the controlled mind.
Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The yoga system conceived by Patanjali is referred to herein. In the Yoga Sutra of Patanjali, the soul is called Pratyag Atma and Parag Atma. As long as the soul is attached to sense enjoyment, it is called Parag Atma. But as soon as the same soul becomes detached from such sense enjoyment, it is called Pratyag Atma. The soul is subjected to the functions of 10 kinds of air at work within the body. And this is perceived through the breathing system. The Patanjali system of yoga instructs one how to control the functions of the body's air in a technical manner so that ultimately all the functions of the air within become favorable for purifying the soul of material attachment. According to this yoga system, Pratyag Atma is the ultimate goal. This Pratyag Atma is withdrawn from activities in matter. The senses interact with the sense objects, like the ear for hearing, eyes for seeing, nose for smelling, tongue for tasting, hand for touching. And all of them are thus engaged in activities outside the self. They are called the functions of the prana vayu. The apana vayu goes downwards, and the dhyana vayu acts to shrink and expand. Samana vayu adjusts equilibrium. Uddana vayu goes upwards. And when one is enlightened, One engages all these in searching for self-realization. The Bhagavad Gita is spoken by Yogeshwar, Sri Krishna. In the Shastra, it is stated, Vasudeva Para Yoga, in the Bhagavat Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, is explained, Vasudeva Para Veda, Vasudeva Param Jnanam, Vasudeva Paro Dharmo, Vasudeva Para Yoga. In that way, the goal of all activities is to know Krishna. There are 8,400,000 or 84 lakh yoni species of life, approximately, and there are some 400,000 human species. Human life is different from, it is distinct from the other 8 million species. Ahar, Nidra, Bhai, Maithun. These are four activities that are engaged in by all animals. Even human animals. We are also animals, human animals. And we are also engaged in eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But human life is meant for graduation. Just like there are so many classes in school. There's junior KG, senior KG, first standard, fifth standard, tenth standard. Then there is university. Ultimately, one comes to the highest level and he graduates into the real world, the working world. So the human form of life is meant for the purpose of getting free from the cycle of birth and death. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityur dhruvam janma mrityasya cha. For one who has been born, death is certain. And for one who has died, birth is also certain. Until the soul is transcendental to the three gunas, he must continually travel up and down, upari ada, up and down. He must travel from one species of life, trying to enjoy. We want to all enjoy. It is our nature to enjoy. We are part of God. Mamai vamsa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. All living beings are my parts and parcels. They are in me and they are mine. Krishna claims all living beings as his parts and parcels. So just like a spark of the fire, a spark is a small fire. It has some heat. If you touch a spark, you get burned. It has a little light. But when the spark is separated from the fire, it tends to get extinguished, covered. So when we are separated from Krishna, we have the tendency to enjoy. We are like Krishna in that way. But when we are separated from Krishna, when we want to enjoy independently from Krishna, then we are put into this material world. And we get a chance to pretend that we are God. Ishwaro hum, aham bhogi, siddho hum, balavan, sukhi. This is the demoniac mentality. And practically everyone in this material world is either becoming a demon or becoming a devotee. There's nothing in between. There are two kinds of living beings, the sura and the asura. So the asura, he wants to enjoy the kingdom of God without God. He wants to be the enjoyer. He wants to exploit material nature, use material nature for his pleasure. And there are so many gods that there is friction. Because we can't all be God. You people all have to realize that I'm God and you're my servants. See, that's the mentality of a materialistic person. But this body is full of misery. So many miseries. As you get older, just like in Calcutta, you're all very much aware that we are being exploited by the government. We are being exploited by the managers, by the big businessmen. We are working hard and they are making profit. So, we are always out on the street. Mordabad, Zindabad, Mordabad. See, we know this. But you don't realize that you are working for the body. And what is the salary you're going to get? Old age, disease, and death. The body is demanding, you work for me. I want this, I want that. Give me this to see. I want that to hear. I want that to taste. I want to enjoy. And you're working very hard. Your life's blood, your life energy is being wasted on phantasmagoria, on chapala sukha lava lagire, bhakti vinod. He says, I am such a fool. Niche mayar boshe yatsha deshe kaccha habu dubu vai. I'm like a blade of grass. I'm this way, that way, this way. I'm being tossed in the ocean. And I think I am the enjoyer. This is our madness. Pisachi paile yena mati channa hai. We're ghostly haunted. We think I am the body. If you go to Bellevue Mental Hospital, you'll see someone walking around. So many people walking around. Someone's walking around like this. He thinks he's Napoleon Bonaparte, something. Thinks he's Julius Caesar or, I don't know, Subhash Chandra. He thinks he's somebody else. He's crazy. So we're also thinking, this is me, this bag of Siddhatu, mucus bile and air. We're crazy. Pagal, egg dumb. Crazy. I'm American, I'm Canadian, I'm Indian, I'm black, I'm white, I'm man, I'm woman. This is all madness. I am the spirit soul. The body is just a machine. Yantra Vrudani Mayaya. It is simply a machine made of material energy. And we cannot be happy in this material world until we surrender to Krishna. Stop trying to be the enjoyer. And we can only do that in the human form of life. We've got a chance now. We've got an opportunity. So many people in Calcutta are trying to get ahead. Everybody wants to be a big businessman, make a lot of money. Everybody's working very hard. But only one person, a few people, they get a chance and they take it. Carpe diem. In Latin they say, carpe diem. Seize the chance. Seize the day. Catch it. Don't miss the chance. So someone catches the chance and they become very wealthy. So many are trying. So many have got MA, BA, PhD, MBA, this qualification, that qualification. Everyone's trying. But someone gets a chance, they catch, some get a chance and they miss it. And they remain ordinary. But someone gets a chance, they catch it, and they're successful. So now you've got a chance in human life. Tato Brahma Jigyasa. Now it's your chance to get free from the chains, the gunas. Sattvas, rajas and tamas guna. Guna means rope. The rope of Maya keeping you here, bound by Maithuna Agara. There are so many things. There's so many Vishaya, and we are Vishayi. We are attracted to the objects of the senses. The strongest one may be Kama, lust, or sex. But that can be changed to Prem, Prema. Prema Pumartho Mahan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Prema Pumartho. This is the highest goal. Pratyagatma is a different thing. Patanjali was teaching yoga, but the purpose of yoga is to develop love for Krishna. Dhyana vastita tadgatena manasa. Pasyanti yam yoginaha. The yogi is meant to develop love of God. Krishna says, Krishna is Yogeshwar, Krishna is the goal of yoga, and this Bhagavad Gita is the ABC of yoga. Everything, all the different karma yoga, jnana yoga, ashtanga yoga, ashtanga, eightfold yoga of mysticism, yam niyam asan, pranayam, pratyahar, dharana, dhyana, samadhi, the goal. Samadhi. Samadhi on what? Samadhi on Krishna. Krishna is param brahman. There's Vedanti tat tatta vidas tattam yajnanam adhyayam. Brahmeti, paramatmeti, bhagavaniti shabdite. There are three levels of understanding spirit. There is Brahman, no doubt, there is Brahman. But you are active. You cannot merge in Brahman. Temporarily, maybe, for a few million years. But padantiyada, you will fall down because there's no rasa. There's no enjoyment in Brahman. There's only nirvana, cessation of misery. Only at Krishna's lotus feet is there rasa, too. You see Madhva, Madhvacharya, he's like this, sitting like this, he had two fingers up like the famous picture of Madhvacharya. Atma and Paramatma, two. Love means two. Lover and beloved, anyone knows that. You can't. You can never become equal to Krishna. He's asamordva. No one is equal to him. No one is greater than him. God does not fall into Maya. God does not become Daridra. God is Lakshmi Narayan. He's Maheshwar. He doesn't forget that he is God. Krishna doesn't forget. Krishna is God from the time you were a little baby. He was lifting Govardhan Hill, he was killing this demon, Putana, a little child. He killed a powerful yogini, the witch Putana, powerful yogini. She could kill anyone. But Krishna easily killed her, sucked on her breast, and she died. That is Krishna. He's the source of all our power. Without Krishna, there is nothing. Shabdoke paurusham nishu. I am the ability in man. That is Krishna. So, human life is meant for realizing Krishna. And the process is bhakti, yoginamapi sarvesham. Of all the different yoga systems, Krishna says, yoginam api sarvesham, sarvesham, of all, yoginam, all the systems of yoga, jnana yoga, kama yoga, raja yoga, stanga yoga, this yoga, that yoga, all of them, Krishna says. Madgate nantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam same yuktatama. Yuktatama means the highest, the topmost. And Krishna says, mataha, my opinion, my definition, my instruction to you, Arjuna, is the highest of all yogis is one who meditates on me in love and devotion. In the 12th chapter, Krishna says, klesho dikataraste-sham avyakta-sattva-cetasam avyakta-hi-gatir-dukham-deha-vadvira-vapyate. Trying to meditate on the impersonal Brahman is full of klesha, difficulty. It's not possible. Because we are sentient. God is sentient. God has eyes, ears, nose, tongue. God has a form. It is not ordinary form. It is not form like you and I know it. We know this form, limited. But God's form is unlimited. When we offer prasad to Krishna, he can eat it without taking it in his mouth. By seeing, he can enjoy. By hearing the prayers, he can enjoy. So, we should solve the problems of our life by taking to the process of yoga, but we should practice the right process of yoga. Patanjali's yoga system is described here only for your understanding. Krishna describes everything, but he recommends bhakti. In the end of the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, just give up all varieties, sarva dharman parityaja, of mental concoction. Give up all varieties of religious, so-called religious activities. Mam ekam, only me, Arjuna. I'm right here. I'm standing on your chariot. I'm speaking to you. Me, me. No need for interpretation. Very clear. Krishna's there. You can go today to Kurukshetra. It's there. It's a place. Krishna was standing on the chariot. Rath. Standing there. He said, only mam ekam, sharanam braja. Aham tam sarva papebhyo moksha. I will free you from all of your previous sinful activities. You just surrender to me fully. Yeyatha maam prapadyante. Whatever percentage you give God, He'll reciprocate with you. If you surrender 10%, He'll reveal 10%. You surrender 40%, He'll reveal 40%. If you Atmanivedana, if you give everything to Krishna, He'll appear on the lotus of your heart and He will light up the darkness. The Dhammi Buddhi Yogam Tam. Tesham Ivan Kamparatam. Aham Agyana Jam. Kamaha. So, this is transcendental knowledge. And everyone should use the human form of life, not miss the opportunity. Take up the regulative principles of bhakti yoga in your family, in your house, to serve the deity, come daily, do some seva to the deity, make your life perfect. Hare Krishna. Are there any questions?
If I'm not mistaken, according to Vedic literature, Yogeshwar is for Shiva and Krishna is equal for Shiva.
You are mistaken.
Then what is the position of Shiva?
Dadi Vikara Vishesh Yogat. Lord Shiva is described by his father, Brahma. He is like milk touched by imli, tamarind, which turns into yogurt. It's still milk, but it's in a different form. It cannot act like milk. It has a different action. So Lord Shiva, when he comes in contact with the material world, not exactly touching, but he's in charge of tamagun. So he is not jiva tattva, but he is not Vishnu tattva either. He has his own tattva, Shiva tattva. That's in the material world. In the spiritual world, Shiva is known as Sada Shiva. He is Vishnu, he is Krishna. When Narayan glances over the Mahatattva and impregnates all the jivas into the dormant Mahatattva, there's nothing happening until the seed is put. Just like the egg is within the womb of the mother, but until the seed comes in contact with the egg, there's no child. So similarly, Krishna glances over the Mahatattva, the material elements, and the jivas are impregnated. That glance, before it comes in touch, before it touches the padvibhuti, the material energy, before it touches, that is Sada Shiva. As soon as he comes in touch with material energy, he becomes Rudra. And he is a devata. He's the foremost of all the devatas. He's the son of Lord Brahma, most powerful. He and Narad Muni, they're both very powerful. He's in charge. He's very compassionate, full of compassion. So much so that he gives shelter to all the bhutas and pretas and pishachas and rakshasas. And he gives them shelter, otherwise they would have no chance. So he engages them, and by his association they get little spiritual benefit. Even they are rakshasas. But if you worship Lord Shiva, he will only refer you to Lord Krishna. And there are many examples of that. People say that Lord Ramchandra worshipped Lord Shiva. Lord Krishna also worships Sudama. That does not mean that Sudama is greater than Lord Krishna. Sudama Vipra Sudama Brahma, Lord Krishna washed his feet. Krishna loves to serve his devotees. But why, when Ravana was such a great bhakta of Lord Shiva, if Lord Shiva was so powerful, did he allow Ramchandra to kill him? How is it possible? Because Lord Shiva is not the supreme, he's a servant. And similarly, there was another demon, Bakasura. No, yeah. No. There was one demon who had thousands of arms, and anyway, he was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. Banasur, not Bakasur, Banasur. And still Lord Krishna killed him. So there's so many examples of Lord Krishna's killing demons who were worshipping Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva is the greatest of all the devatas. He is not a jiva. All the devas are jiva tattva. Indra, Chandra, Ganesh, they're all jiva shakti. Like you and I, they're jiva, but they're very elevated. But Lord Shiva, he is in his own tattva. Any other questions?
But why did Krishna mention all this?
Why did Lord Krishna maintain who?
Mentions all this.
Huh?
He says in Bhagavad Gita about
why does he mention?
Yeah. Why not only bhakti
yoga? Because why does Lord Krishna mention all the other systems of yoga? To put them in perspective. To give us an understanding of what they are and what value they have. Otherwise, we are so weak that we would get confused. So rather than have an atheist teach us, like Patanjali, Lord Krishna teaches us and gives us the final conclusion. Or, for us to understand that some people are, in fact, following Ashtanga Yoga. In Kali Yuga, of course, it's practically impossible to practice Ashtanga Yoga. The austerities are too great. No one could do it. Maybe a few. But in other ages, in Satyuga, many people practiced Ashtanga Yoga. But they also meditated on Vishnu within the heart, Paramatma. It was not impersonal. So Lord Krishna is giving us this knowledge. We can understand what is the difference between a karma yogi and a bhakta. A bhakta yogi, bhakti yogi. A karma yogi, he does what he wants to do. He does his work. Then he offers the fruit to Krishna. Whereas a bhakti yogi, he does whatever Krishna wants him to do and gives the fruit to Krishna. There's a difference. The karma yogi, he may want to do business, he may want to be a doctor, he may want to do this or that. So he does that, and a percentage he gives for the service of Krishna. He's a karma yogi. But a bhakti yogi, he asks his spiritual master, what should I do? Should I go to college? No, no, we need you for preaching work. Okay, I give up my college, I come for preaching work. Whatever. He first of all asks his spiritual master, who is representative of Krishna, what he should do, and then he surrenders to that. Now, if he makes an argument for going to college, his spiritual master may tell him, yes, you go to college. But he is prepared to surrender whatever Krishna wants me to do. That is bhakti. That is love. Just like supposing you're in love with your wife and she wants you to buy her a green sari, but you like red, so you buy her a red sari. So you've done some nice service, you've bought her a red sari, but you haven't done what she wants. Real love would be to find out what she wants, and even though you like red, you buy green sari for her, to make her happy. So we want to please Krishna only. We have no other thought but Krishna's happiness. That was Arjuna's mistake. You see, Arjuna's big mistake was, I kill Drona, my guru, I kill all my relatives, Bhishma, my teacher, my Pitamaha. I kill, I will not be happy. He was thinking, I, Arjuna, will not be happy. He was not thinking, what will make Krishna happy? He was thinking, what will make me happy? So that was selfish, and Krishna chastised him. No, you think of me. Mayi sarvani karmani sanyasya dhyatma chetasa nirasya nirmamo buddha. Yudhyasva vijata jara. You fight, but you do it thinking of me, for my pleasure, for following my order. We will be happy when we give up all desire for our own happiness and surrender to our beloved. We will be happy. We don't know how Krishna will make us more happy than we can imagine. Because everybody in this world that we have surrendered to has cheated us or is not capable of satisfying us. Therefore, we can't surrender to Krishna because we think he's just like all the others. But no, Krishna is in your heart. Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto matha smritir gyanam apohanam cha. Krishna's right there in your heart. And just like you can tell a flower, whether it's a rose or whether it's mogra or what, just by being close to it, you can understand what is the aroma of the flower, what kind of flower. And Krishna can understand your desire because he's in your heart. He can understand even before you know. And he can fulfill your desires. So you just surrender to Krishna. And you see, you make a test for 1 year, 6 months, you surrender to Krishna. And he will give you more satisfaction. Rantara Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki.